As staying healthy and safe becomes more important than ever, we're staying as committed as always to personalizing the right care for you. Because we believe healthcare should always revolve around you. Mercy Health. Visit mercy.com/primarycare to connect with a provider today.
Brought to you by Mercy Health. In a year full of change, your health remains our top priority. We're committed to quality, compassionate orthopedic, and sports medicine care by offering expert care throughout the Cincinnati region. Call 513-479-999 to schedule same-day or next-day appointments. Mercy Health Sports Medicine for the universe of you. We are back in studio Beyond the Net. Lindsay Patterson, Pat Brennan. Today's different.
It is a different, it's a new day in the 2021 season. Brand new day for FC Cincinnati.
Coming off a road win, both of us did not have FC Cincinnati winning. I'm going to say they're a second half team, but we'll get to that in just a moment.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to start with Jeff Cameron. A guy they brought in just a few weeks ago in the last two matches, he seems like a difference maker because you go back to the home opener at TQL Stadium and the guy is out there. And I know it sounds silly to say, but when he's out there, he felt like a leader, a difference maker.
Yeah.
The way he's putting guys into different places. He hasn't been around the team that long. And I've noticed him in the last two matches.
Yeah. You know, a moment that stuck out for me, Linz, was in the second half of the Montreal game. At Inter-Miami Stadium, Kenneth Vermeer, FC Cincinnati's goalkeeper, also relatively new to the team, makes a stop, kind of spilled the ball out in front of himself a little bit, dives to collect it, has the ball, and then I think it was Romel Quito from Montreal was kind of stabbing around. I don't know that he kicked Kenneth, but stabbing around Kenneth's area with his feet, and Cameron tracks back into the six-yard box, and gives Romel the business. Just kind of starts jawing, and kind of like you would see in a hockey game when someone gets too close to a goalkeeper, usually that goalkeeper's teammates will get in there, start cross-checking people out of the way. That's kind of what it was like with Jeff Cameron. And you just, I mean, I'm sure there have been moments where FC Cincinnati demonstrated, you know, don't mess with my guy kind of mentality like Cameron did in that moment, but it certainly hasn't existed enough during their time in MLS. And this guy, he's all business. He has been a true difference maker since getting here, which is made even more incredible by the fact that he was just playing for Queens Park Rangers 2.5 weeks ago. And he comes to FC Cincinnati and in a matter of days is suited up, issued a number, and he's out there on the field for the TQL Stadium opener. He's been a game changer. And I think that, yeah, people talk about his age. People wonder. We don't know how much money he's on yet. And, you know, there'll be more analysis to come as his season progresses. But he got here with, 31 matches left in the FC Cincinnati season. He could play a huge, huge role. And he's already had a huge impact. Was named to the MLS Team of the Week for his performance at Miami. Had an assist on Jurgen Locatia's goal for 1-1. And it's been in terms of what you would expect for someone in his situation coming here after the grueling championship season in England, what he's done so far has just been off the charts, absolutely off the charts.
Is this a second-half FC Cincinnati team?
I don't know.
You know, because normally, obviously, you want them to put
case.
A first and second half together. But right now,
right.
The way they played in the last second half, the last two matches, back-to-back, they're giving themselves a chance, and then they obviously got 3 points.
Yeah, well, I don't know what – I don't think anyone can say definitively we know what the heck this team is right now, which is good. It's an improvement from a week ago. We're sitting here and kind of thinking to ourselves – you know, when's this thing? How does this thing get turned around? Well, a win against Montreal is good. Montreal's still in a playoff position. So, even after the loss, so really good win for FC Cincinnati. Can't take anything away from them for closing out the win. Are they a second half team? To your point, the last 2 weeks they have been. Four goals over the second half, each of the last two games combined. in against Miami. Not only are they a second half team, you could argue, Linz, they're just a late game team because mm-hmm. two goals in the last 30 minutes against Miami to tie the game at two. And then they kind of coughed that away. But then two goals in the last 20 minutes against Montreal. So there's certainly a late. This team has the capacity. I mean, look, it's a good thing. What I don't know if they're a second half team or not. It's so early in the season. This team has been all over the map. I do not know what I'm going to see from FC Cincinnati on a given day when I show up to the stadium, other than the formation, which I also got wrong last match. But, you know, they have the capacity to come back. We've seen that now. That's good. This team has not had that fight back ability, you know, come back from a losing position. I mean, obviously, it was talked about a great deal after the Montreal. I keep wanting to say Miami because Cincinnati played Montreal in Miami.
It's easy.
Yeah. But against Miami, against Montreal, they it was obviously the first time they'd ever won a game in the MLS history of this organization coming from a losing position. So, yeah, you would have liked to have seen that happen in year one, but here we are in year three, and it's happening now, and it got them three points they needed. And, yeah, we're going to get into talking about the New England game, but I don't think they necessarily saved their season. There's still a lot of pressure. They're still playing catch-up after a questionable opening three matches, four matches, a lot of questions to be asked, but... they showed us something. I said all week leading up into the Montreal match, I can't tell anyone who has a betting inclination that their money should go toward betting on FC Cincinnati, or that I think, just in my job as a journalist, I couldn't honestly say that I thought FC Cincinnati is a team you can count on in any footballing capacity. But now, They've changed perspective a little bit. I think not just that they won, but the way in which they won has given people pause and caused people to rethink maybe a little bit about what this team can offer and how they'll continue to progress in the coming weeks.
You just mentioned it, a big one this Saturday. They're back to TQL Stadium. They'll take on one of the best in Major League Soccer on the eastern side, New England. I want to get to that in just a moment when we break Beyond the Net, presented by Mercy Health.
Health. Suddenly, that word seems more important these days, as it's consumed all aspects of our lives and made our universes feel smaller than ever. But at Mercy Health, your health has always been our top priority, and we're staying as committed as always to personalizing the right care for you. Because whether here or from home, we believe your health care should always revolve around you. Mercy Health, primary care for the universe of you. Visit mercy.com/primarycare to connect with the provider today.
We are back on Beyond the Net inside Cincinnati.com studio. Lindsay Patterson, Pat Brennan over here. A big one, like I mentioned, they are back to TQL Stadium as months and weeks go on. Attendance is going to increase. The atmosphere is amazing, and they're playing one of the best on the eastern side in New England. Ooh, what is going to happen on Saturday afternoon?
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. It's FC Cincinnati luck. Recently, you used to say that in a positive way.
USL. But
now the kind of luck FC Cincinnati has, of course, they take a couple steps in the right direction, and now they run into a New England team that has just been steamrolling through the early portion of the MLS season, Linz. And they are the Eastern Conference leaders. This is a team, I think, I am really interested in New England because I think there are aspects of the turnaround we've seen there that FC Cincinnati could or maybe should be at least taking note of, because I'll tell you what, let's go back to 2019. What was it? Game number four of the season. Mm-hmm. FC Cincinnati goes to New England, absolutely batters the Revolution. 2-0 win, wasn't that close, okay? And you're thinking, wow, these two teams are going in opposite directions, and FC Cincinnati is the one going up. They meet over the summer That was late spring. Pretty cold, I remember that day being. And they meet again in the summer. By the time they met for the second match, the back end of the home and home, New England was in the ascendancy. Bruce Arena had been hired to manage the team. And their turnaround was well underway. And FC Cincinnati was well on its way to a historically bad first year in MLS. Now, New England is in first place after having gone advanced in the playoffs last year, went through Philly, the Supporters Shield winners, all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they're back. And it's just, that team is legit. They have game-changing players. The roster was built very wisely, and they're, getting back to here and now today, as far as FC Cincinnati is concerned and their luck, you know, you take a couple steps forward and you'd think like any other opponent would probably be a good opportunity, a better opportunity for this team to take some points and continue moving forward. And then maybe, look, the schedule is what it is. I'm not, you know, you play New England this weekend, so you have to line it up and roll the ball out and play New England. But, you know, it just, it makes, if it had been anyone else and they could have taken a couple more steps, maybe they would have been better prepared for New England a few matches from now. So, but that's been FC Cincinnati's luck. Like I said, regardless of that, I don't know today. I'm going to hedge my bet a little bit as far as what I think is going to happen. I don't know today, Linz, that I think FC Cincinnati can or will beat New England, because New England is just up here in the Eastern Conference right now. But I will say this, FC Cincinnati is as healthy as they've been all year. They have momentum, not just from the win against Montreal, but also some of the things they did in the TQL Stadium opener loss to Miami, okay? Jaap Stam had them playing at Montreal in a style that I don't know that he loves, a little more defensive, but it's a style that has consistently worked for FC Cincinnati, okay, under Jaap Stam, and I think it was good that he showed people he is not tactically rigid. He's willing to change things up if he has to. Again, I think he is in some ways very, not beholden, but really wants to get this 4-3-3 situation figured out with FC Cincinnati. But they played a 3-5-2 in Montreal. Good call. Two of Yop's subs have come off the bench and scored in consecutive games, in Nick Haglund and Jurgen Locadia. Yop seems like he's just... And he was the manager of the week in the Eastern Conference. If I'm Yop, I'm feeling myself a little bit right now. He seems to be... he seems to have strong convictions in the decisions he's making, and they're working. Okay, all those things together, and you're at home, and the crowd at TQL Stadium, I think is going to be close to, I want to say 11,000. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Give or take a little more than that.
We will issue. Yeah, we'll see what the final number is. But look, stadium's going to be rocking. There's going to be that much more atmosphere in TQL Stadium. And look, this is nothing to do. I have friends, people that are acquaintances, I should say, in the New England Revolution organization. If they see this, I want them to understand this is not a knock on the team. This is a, I think, a fact-based observation about MLS. New England is due for a dud.
That's what
and
I'm thinking.
Every team is going, even the best teams in MLS will come out and lay an egg just inexplicably over the course of a season. The recipe seems right for FC Cincinnati to possibly get something out of this. Okay? I'm not ready
to
say
it. What's it going to be then, Pat?
I know. You asked me like 5 minutes ago, but I'm just laying this all out for our audience here. I think a 2-2 draw would be a great result for FC Cincinnati. But like you, look, if I'm putting my finger on the pulse of FC Cincinnati right now, I feel good about it.
Yeah.
I honestly feel good about it. As an observer and a reporter covering this team, I feel good about what I've seen over the last 2 weeks. And I acknowledge everything that New England is great at. And Bruce Arena one of the best American managers, probably the best American manager in history, certainly of his era, if not in just American soccer history in general. So if anyone can break FC Cincinnati down and, you know, punish them for what they are not good at, it's Bruce Arena. You know, that's a wild card. We talk about Yap Stam and everything he's been doing well recently. Bruce Arena's been doing it in MLS on the global stage for – he's made a career of it. So but like I said, I feel like things are going in a good direction for FC Cincinnati. And you know what? I just want to say this for Yap, going back to the things that he has done well lately. You know, I think it's absurd that people were talking about, you know, Yap out, Nijkamp out after two games.
You don't want to go that route.
That was hasty. That was hasty. And I'm not saying that FC Cincinnati has turned it around indefinitely and now they're going to go steaming into the playoffs and then make a legitimate run for MLS Cup. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
But it was hasty. So many people, like national people that I respect, were talking about possible hot seat conversation for Yap. Two games in, yeah, at New York City FC was bad. The second half of at Nashville was bad. But that was hasty. And the guy has shown now, I think he, you know, he, like I said, he's getting more things right now than maybe at any other point in his managerial tenure at FC Cincinnati. And he's been here for just over a year now. And let's see what the guy can do. He's got a huge test on his hands. And I think if he gets a result against New England, get off him. Get off this. Look, I don't employ him. He's not my coworker, okay? Mm-hmm. Part of my job is to criticize him. But the criticism that he faced was at that stage in the season, on like April 25th, 26th, 27th, starting there and just escalating from that point on, hasty, wrong, and ultimately, you know, I think he got saddled with a lot of the baggage from things that happened prior to his arrival. So, if Yap gets, you know, he didn't get the benefit of the doubt when the ball wasn't bouncing FC Cincinnati's way last year. Fine. Fair enough. Now, if he's going to start getting the bounces, I think people need to get off him.
Well, just like him and what I've really felt with FC Cincinnati in just the last two matches alone. Look, I know they didn't win their home opener. It's just the chemistry, how everybody's really meshing together. There was a lot of new faces. I mean, I know we talked about Jeff Cameron being new to the team just for two matches, but you look at the offseason too, and it takes a while to get it going. We've obviously talked about how long a Major League Soccer season is and how much time FC Cincinnati still has. Even though they're in last, they still have time to turn it around. And that's why I think this match, it's 3:00. It's on a Saturday. They're back to TQL Stadium against one of the best teams in the Eastern.
A couple weeks off after that. Yeah. So guys can go out knowing they don't have to, they're not thinking about preserving their bodies for a week on from this match on Saturday afternoon at TQL. So I think it sets up well for FC Cincinnati. You know, given the state of the on-field product right now, I don't think that means it sets up for a result necessarily. But I think I'm being redundant now.
You are. 2-2 draw. That's what Pat says. I say 2-1 FC Cincinnati. I think they scored two. I think one goal in the first, one in the second half. They win at TQL Stadium. The place goes crazy.
And your second half team narrative continues.
And my second half team narrative about FC Cincinnati.
Into our next episode.
Yeah, optimistic Lindsey Patterson's back when they face the best team in the Eastern at TQL Stadium. There's something about home sweet home. And I think they get their first one at TQL Stadium. Obviously, they're just coming off a win. So optimism. I feel that on this set right now with this team.
How could you win? Not? Look, yeah. And it's important. I want to emphasize, I don't think this means they're going to go and win MLS Cup now
because they beat
Montreal.
Yet.
But look, Yap Stam's on a little bit of a hot streak. I think things are trending in the right direction. I think if you play, I'd like to see them come out in the 3-5-2 against New England. And if they do that, I think it sets up very, very well for FC Cincinnati. And more importantly than that, MLS is a strange league driven by parity, Linz. However good New England might be and whatever they might go on to do this season, They're due for a clunker. Do you see that all the time in MLS? It happens, and it doesn't make sense. And maybe this is FC Cincinnati's weekend to be the beneficiary.
To be determined. FC Cincinnati.
To be determined.
Back at that stadium right behind us, TQL Stadium. We'll have a photo gallery up. Pat will have everything you need to know over on Cincinnati.com.
That's right.
What else is up there right
we
now?
We are talking today about Alan Cruz, Ronald Matarrita being called up to the Costa Rican national team for the Nations League, CONCACAF Nations League play. They should be available for Saturday's match, as we've reported here. And the usual array of content throughout the week. FC Cincinnati off Wednesday. Back at it. Training session at the stadium on Thursday.
Huge.
If you're watching after that, the post-game or the pre-game advance preview should be posted to Cincinnati.com. And yeah, it's a big one. It's a really big one. Two big name managers, some big players on both teams. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good one. And absolutely steaming hot outside right now. It's going to be decent weather this weekend. If you run hot like I do and prefer the cold.
Yeah, I'm ready for some normal weather in May before it really does get hot this summer in Cincinnati. But again, FC Cincinnati versus New England TQL Stadium kickoff 3 p.m. on Saturday. We'll have the latest over on Cincinnati.com. But thank you for joining us on Beyond the Net, presented by Mercy Health.